This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, we're talking with observers of Iraq about what's next for that country and for the war there now that Senator Barack Obama has won the election. The president-elect campaigned on a plan to withdraw U.S. troops.
My view, based on the advice of military experts, is that we can redeploy safely in 16 months so that our combat brigades are out of Iraq in 2010. As president, I intend to work with our military commanders to assure that we redeploy out of Iraq carefully with the safety of our troops in mind.
That was back in July after Barack Obama's visit to Iraq, when the Iraqi prime minister said that that timeline sounded about right. Yesterday, we spoke with former Ambassador Peter Galbraith, who said despite less violence, politics in Iraq is still very complicated.
We have in the north Kurdistan, which is in all regards an independent country, except it doesn't have international recognition with its own army, its own government. And between the Shiites and the Sunnis, there are two separate armies. There's a Shiite army. It's the Iraqi army, but it's dominated by the Shiites. And in the Sunni areas, there's now the Awakening, a 100,000-man-strong militia. And it is because of the Awakening and not so much the surge of U.S. troops that there's been this enormous decline in attacks by al-Qaeda.
That was former ambassador to Croatia Peter Galbraith speaking on the program yesterday. Senator George McGovern, who was the Democratic Party's presidential candidate in 1972, was co-author of the book Out of Iraq, A Practical Plan for Withdrawal Now. It came out a couple of years ago. Senator McGovern, does Barack Obama's plan for getting out in 16 months qualify as getting out now?
Well, it doesn't qualify as getting out now, but it's a big step forward in that it's a set deadline. I would have preferred a faster withdrawal. With my friend Professor William Polk, we wrote a book more than 2 years ago calling for withdrawal within 6 months. If our formula had prevailed, we would have been out of Iraq entirely by the end of June 2007. Another 2,500 young Americans have been killed since we wrote our book. Thousands of Iraqis have been killed, and this is too bad. It's always easier to get into a bad situation than it is to get out. And we're finding that out in Iraq, as we did in Vietnam, where we were tied down for a full decade.
Opposing voices, those opposed to a rapid schedule, find some fault with the rigidity of a timetable. You're saying the rigidity of a timetable is important here. You find that a virtue in a plan of getting out of Iraq.
Yes, and if we can believe the public opinion polls, both in Iraq and also in the United States, approximately 80% of the Iraqis would now like to see us leave. Approximately 3/4 of the American people have said they think we're on the wrong course in Iraq and that we should begin to repair the damage by an orderly pullout. I'm not going to argue that 6 months is better than 16 months, even though I believe the 6 month timetable is better.
After the withdrawal, or as the withdrawal is going on, does the United States have, in your view, still an important role to play in Iraq, or should we simply wash our hands of the country?
No, we can't just wash our hands of it. Our occupation and the war that followed that occupation has destroyed much of Iraq. And just as we helped in the rebuilding of Germany and Japan after World War II, we ought to offer some measure of financial assistance in rebuilding the superstructure that has been destroyed in Iraq. And anything we do along that line will be considerably cheaper than continuing this war.
Well, former Senator George McGovern of South Dakota, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure.